Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pirates losers yesterday, 9-5 to the Oakland Athletics. They've now lost two consecutive games by a combined score of 20-7. Rowanzi Contreras, one-third of an inning pitched, seven earned runs. The Pirates will take on the Mets in a three-game homestand starting tomorrow night. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser's, celebrating 40 years serving Pittsburgh. It is the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, Doran, intern Sam Perry behind the glass. You can hit us up on Twitter at _AdamCrowley. At Score and Doran, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can also, if you haven't been already, because people are blowing us up from the pre-show, hit us on the text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Doran, this happened yesterday.
Two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. The pitch, swinging a ground ball, hit hard, knocked down by Noda, and he'll race to the bag to get the final out. Oh, if that gets past him, it's a couple of runs.
It didn't.
But instead, Trevor May holds on, and the A's win a series.
They sure did.
It equals their longest winning streak of the season.
Awesome.
Two in a row.
And the Pirates, after winning six straight games, I had already written down an eight-game winning streak, they lose two games in a row. Now, in the grand scheme of things, Doran, losing two games in a row, even to a bad team, if you are a good baseball team, shouldn't be that big of a deal. But the most concerning thing to me is the way in which it happened. They left 13 guys on base, or 0 for 13, I should say, with runners in scoring position the game before. They had multiple opportunities and multiple innings yesterday to come from behind and close that gap, and it just simply didn't happen, including there at the end when they had the tying run up at home plate. No one counted them out because it was the Oakland Athletics, but it's the inability to get the big hit for these Pirates that reminds me of May, and then, brother, Rowanzi Contreras, right now, unfortunately, because I love the guy, massive, massive dumpster fire.
I mean, that's where it's at for me, is Rowanzi Contreras. And I mean, I get where you're coming from with, obviously, you know, hitting the ball and in scoring positions. I mean, those are definitely detailed areas where the Pirates kind of flubbed it. But Rowanzi Contreras, I mean, giving up what he did in the first inning, I mean, there was a point where it was five runs and no outs. You could tell that he was feeling it because they put the camera to him after that inning and he had the towel over his head. I mean, it just in a dark spot, and I know how that feels as an athlete, but that's not just about Rowanzi Contreras of what happened yesterday. Now they're starting pitching.
Yes.
Is all jacked up. You had to have Luis Ortiz go in. Now you're going to have to move Mitch Keller up, for this next series. The whole thing is jacked up. Now, what are you going to do with Rowanzi Contreras? Are you going to put him in the bullpen? Are you going to send him down? Like, it is all
Phantom IL placement.
The Phantom IL, you brought that up earlier, I think, off air, offline. That could possibly happen. I mean, what transpired in that first inning was just absolutely abysmal. Crowley, we were texting back and forth, and we share a FUBO.
We do.
Account.
I got to pay you.
And I said, and you tried to log on while I was watching it. And it was like the beginning of the first inning. I was like, hey, big dog, I got the TV today. And we were going back and forth. And I fell asleep. After the five runs were scored, I fell asleep. And so did you. That's what you said. And I woke up and it was close. I think it was 7-5. I was like, oh, wow, the Pirates actually came back. And then I fell asleep again. And I found out that the Pirates lost the game. you shouldn't be able to fall asleep against a team. You should think that the Pirates were able to go out there and do something.
Yes.
And obviously, getting to my point, not just the bad performance, but it does mess up the lineup of the pitching.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think there are many reasons to be concerned about what happened. And I don't want to hear that the A's took two games in a series against Atlanta. I don't want to hear that. Other teams in the National League have taken advantage of Oakland this year. They beat the you-know-what out of them. The A's hadn't won a game by more than four runs this year. Well, they evened that yesterday. They beat the Pirates by, it felt like a million the day before. The Pirates have been outscored 20-7 by those guys in back-to-back games. It harkens back to May. It's what's got me concerned. But, yeah, the pitching staff, dude, is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their strength. They were, coming into the series, top 10 in the league. I think second in the NL in ERA. They're not going to be there anymore after giving up seven runs in a third of an inning in that first inning. But you asked a lot of good questions. Do you send Rowanzi down? Do you put him on IL? Do you put him in the bullpen to work on things? I don't have the answer to that question. But then you have to move Mitch Keller up now because Luis Ortiz was used in yesterday's game. I thought before the homestand that that was a good move, a good idea to move Mitch Keller up because of your off days. Well, I said yesterday, after the way Mitch Keller pitched, I wouldn't mind him having an extra day to figure things out, to look at the film, to tinker with Oscar Marin, the Pirates pitching coach. Well, now you're forced to do that. We'll get into Quinn Priester later and whether or not it makes sense to bring him up. You don't need to do that in the here and the now, and they're not going to do that before the Super 2 deadline, or they're not going to do that before they feel like they're safely past the Super 2 deadline. But this is a team that has always been inconsistent at the dish. They are second worst in Major League Baseball in this category. Games of two runs or fewer. 25 times that's happened this year. The pitching is supposed to be what gets it done. If their starting rotation takes on water the way that it has, and Vince Velasquez is on IL for the second time, I don't think that's a good sign with the same elbow. Your strength now has gone to a big, big question mark. And it's got me really concerned about the prognosis of this team moving forward. If you can't do the thing that you did well before and you can't lean on your strength, well, what do you really have? Nothing. Now you're just a bad baseball team. Now, if Mitch Keller figures it out, that would add some stability. But, and I think that's going to happen.
That was my next question. Like, do you think that's going to happen now that you know what happened and transpired yesterday with the starting pitching position with Rowanzi Contreras and then Luis Ortiz having to go in? Now I feel like Mitch Keller's going to have to press a little bit. Is that, and you kind of said that as well. Like, you wanted that extra day for him to tinker on things. But, so you, even though that this situation transpired yesterday, you feel that Mitch Keller might get out of a rut sooner than later?
I feel much better about Mitch Keller than I do Rowanzi Contreras.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt.
For sure, for sure.
The way I look at it, and we touched on this yesterday, is the two previous starts for Mitch Keller, he gave up, six runs and four runs, which isn't good enough. But he also struck out eight guys in each game. His stuff still played. He got hit harder than you would like to see him get hit, but he was still fooling guys, getting swings and misses, and doing what Mitch Keller also does, which is get people to strike out looking. And he does that better than any pitcher in baseball. The last start, he struck out one guy. Concerning? Sure. But I think more of an anomaly. Whereas with Rowanzi Contreras, this has now become who he is. Mm. And I don't know if it's like what Neil Walker was saying before the game, what Michael McHenry was saying, that he's tipping pitches. I don't know if it's just fastball command. He can't figure that out. I don't, some combination of both. But whatever it is, he can't be taking the ball every fifth day for you. Mitch Keller, if his next start goes bad, then I worry.
Yeah.
If he's not striking people out in his next start, then I worry. And that was the difference between that start and the two previous starts for me.
That's a tough situation.
It's not good, and it went like this. It went like this. I mean, they take two out of three from San Francisco, and you're thinking, okay, maybe they regain their footing at least. Then they sweep St. Louis, and you go, okay, are they back? And we're giving Derek Shelton credit, and I think rightly so at the time, and you're thinking about the starting pitching, and the bullpen was so great in that St. Louis series, and you're starting to buy back in and think, okay, maybe May was just a total anomaly, and there's some combination between what they were in April and May. But now I'm worried. And I think I'm right to be worried because of the starting pitching. The hitting is what it is. And until you call up Eddie Rodriguez and Henry Davis or some combination of both, until you get G-Man Choi back, until you get later on in the season in August, O'Neill Cruz back, you are what you are. You're going to be inconsistent at the dish. But when your starting pitching is as questionable now as it is, and you're that inconsistent hitting team, I'm not even worried about the Pirates in the way that I was like the last couple of days, Doran, where you're saying, what is it going to take to buy in? And I'm just a scorned lover, and it's all my past 30 years of Pirates fan experience making me go, oh, geez, oh, my God, I don't know. I can't buy in. I've been hurt before. Now it's tangible. Now there's legitimate question marks. Now it's, oh, my God, what are they going to do with this starting rotation?
Well, you know, we've given Derek Shelton's a lot of credit in the last week and a half in what he's done and how he's, you know, kept this team engaged. And I like asking this question, and I like putting myself and ourselves in the shoes of Derek Shelton. What are you saying today? Like, what's your message today? Like, what's the number one thing whenever you walk into the locker room that you're saying to this team?
We played bad. We're better than this. That'll happen. Starters didn't have it. We know that Mitch Keller's really better than what he showed, significantly so. And we believe in Rowanzi Contreras' ability to bounce back. Flush that one down the toilet. I mean, that was the worst starting pitching performance of the year for the Pirates. If I'm Derek Shelton, I just say throw it out. Now,
do you think that he means that?
No, because I don't know that they know now what to do with Rowanzi Contreras. And we got Jeff Hathorn coming up at 7:30. And we also have Dan Zangrilli at 9. So we can talk to them about what could potentially happen with Contreras. But all of a sudden, this rotation that went from their strength, where Mitch Keller and Rich Hill were really the two bedrocks of it in their own relative ways, to if you have concerns about Mitch Keller, I think that's fair. I'm not as worried about Mitch as others, but if you are, I get it. Rich Hill, he's been very consistent. I'm not worried about him. But if Luis Ortiz goes out and pitches 7 innings and strikes out 8, I don't think I'm surprised. If he goes out there and bombs, I'm not surprised. If Johan Oviedo goes out there and gets bombed, I'm not surprised. If he goes out there and goes 7 innings, gives up 3 runs like he did against Oakland, I'm not surprised. There's no consistency with those guys yet. And they are young. We talk about this team, whether it's young or not, and I've gone back and forth on that a little bit. The rotation, apart from your two horses, is young. And so there's going to be ebbs and flows there. And with the offense the way that it is, and Rowanzi Contreras, a guy that I expected to be a constant in that rotation coming in, I don't know, man. I'm starting to see the writing on the wall here. And that's why you've got to call up Quinn Priester, because if not now, when? And he's pitched well the last 6 starts. He's had 1 bad start. He's got a 2.27 ERA in his last 6 in AAA. If not now, when? Oh, Super 2. You need help now. I guess you can patchwork it with Mitch Keller moving up, and then you can hope to get past the deadline. Maybe Quinn makes one more start in AAA before he comes up here, but I'm left asking a lot more questions than I have answers for. Also, we got this text. Crowley, I'm just wondering if you're ready to walk back the Reds stink comment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll get to them at 6:30. Because, yeah, I think there is some reason to worry a little bit about that big red machine starting to hit the cover off the ball in Cincinnati. Coming up next, though, a special edition of Between the Hedges, where we don't talk about Austin Hedges at all, but two players that could be making an impact on the Pirates soon. What did they do last night? That's next. It's the Fan Morning Show. Let me tell you first, though, about my friends at Mantality. Go to lowtusa.com. Do you have belly fat? You feeling bloated all the time? Lack of muscle mass? Maybe fatigue, depression, anxiety? All those things could be a sign of low testosterone. Mentality wants to find out. They got board-certified physicians. They're going to test your blood and find out if your cause is low testosterone. They're not going to push anything on you. They just want to find out. They want you to be yourself again. It's covered by insurance. Find out if low testosterone is causing all those problems. Mentality, go to lowtusa.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. You can hit us up on the fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests at 412-928-9370. Got this text. Between the Hedges is the worst segment in sports radio, but I love it. We'll get to Between the Hedges coming up in a moment in a segment this time that really has nothing to do, ish, with Austin Hedges. But, Doran, I think this upcoming series against the Mets is the most important now for the Pirates this season. You've been talking about this homestand, the nine games, what it means. Well, you can still come out on the winning side of things here if you and get to 6-3 in the homestand if you take 2 out of 3 from New York.
So you're feeling all right. Like, you're not all in, but you're not all out. I mean, yesterday and the day before, I mean, that just obviously can't happen, but you're trying to tell me that there's still this series is salvageable. Or not the series, this homestand is salvageable.
I think that my long-term now, I keep using the word prognosis on the Pirates, is not good unless they call up Quinn Priester, because their rotation is, I don't know if shambles is the right word, but we're teetering on this rotation being in shambles. And so it doesn't have me feeling good about the long-term here with these Pittsburgh Pirates. But we came into this 9-game homestand saying if they can go 6-3, you'd feel good about it. The problem is, if you go 6-3, you're going to be kicking yourselves because you would have said, could have gone 8-1.
8-1.
Because you got these awful Oakland A's up in here. But the weird thing is, man, if you go 6-3 after taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets, you would have actually gone 5-1 against the National League teams, which is, I guess, if you're looking for a weird kind of silver lining, a good thing, which you kind of need to do, right, for a mental side of stuff. But the Mets are 2.5 back of the Pirates now in the wild card race, so it's a big series for them. They've lost 5 in a row. So another bad baseball team, at least right now, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, comes into PNC Park. The other thing I wanted to run by you, I think there's only a short list of players who have been disappointing for the team this season. It's why they've been in the playoff race. I think Roansy Contreras is the guy that has been the furthest away from hitting his expectations. Mitch Keller, last couple of starts, not good, but he's got a 3.6 ERA. For a while, he was in the Cy Young conversation. He's not been disappointing. Key Brian Hayes before this series, before the St. Louis series, you could have said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's 7 for his last 14, and he won them 2 games, you can argue, in that St. Louis series, so it can't be him. I think by default it is Roansy Contreras.
Yeah, G-Juan, he's been playing okay.
He's been playing much better.
Much better. Joe, much better.
And Connor Joe, I mean, I didn't have any expectations for him coming in. I guess the other guy would be Carlos Santana. He was good to start the year, has really fallen off.
What about Reynolds?
Absolutely tremendous call by you. He has been underwhelming.
Right. Yes. This
is usually when he starts to heat up, so I think the book is still yet to be written on him. But to this point, Brian Reynolds has just been okay. And for what they're paying him, okay is not good enough. I think if I came to the table and I had, and we're playing Texas Hold'em, and I present to you a pair of Rowanzi Contreras's, and you go, okay, let me turn him over. I got Brian Reynolds. I think you might win that one. He's hitting 280, 820 OPS, an above average player.
Fielding, outfielding.
He's not been great
not
there.
Not been great.
Yeah, you expect more from him.
Yeah.
I don't like that I'm patting my leg like that. If that's coming through on the air, it sounds like I'm doing something else. All right. I think you're right with Brian Reynolds. Those are the two guys. And Brian Reynolds has not, by a long shot, been awful. But here's the problem with Reynolds.
But he needs to be above average. He needs to be above what we're talking about. He needs to put them in position every single game.
He's on pace to hit 24 home runs, which, if I look over, you know, his career stats, 24 home runs is, I guess, in line. I'd like him to be, with what he's making, to eventually get to that 30 homer threshold. He had 27 last year, 24 the year before. I mean, he's on pace to do those things. He's actually had a better year in terms of OPS than he did last year.
But that's because of his start.
Correct. Right. He had a hot first week of the season. And other than that, he's just been okay. Another great point by you, Doran. Yeah. He had a 912 OPS 2 years ago, which put him 11th in the MVP voting in the National League. When you're making what he's making for this team, relative to baseball, it's not a lot. But for this team, yeah, you do need to be more impactful. And he hasn't been. That's a really good call by you. And now it's time for the most popular segment in sports radio history. Jason DeLay was the starting catcher yesterday, so nothing from Austin Hedges, but you go down to the farm, Doran. Henry Davis, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. That's good. And Andy Rodriguez, 2-for-5 with a double and an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what Jason Mackey said yesterday. He said, if one of those guys gets hot, let's say both of them don't, but one of those guys gets hot over the next couple of weeks, you call up that guy, even if it's Henry Davis.
100,000%.
Yes.
You take the best guy. Obviously, you know, I mean, I would have been a proponent of bringing Davis up from Double A.
Me too. But knowing that they operate the way that they do in Super 2 and all that, I think within their own structure, even they made a mistake, they should have called Henry Davis up a month ago, and then you would have had a bigger body of work with him at Triple A to make a more informed decision. And you would have got to play with both of those guys and figure out their other positions and how that works together and if they can split the catching duties, yada, yada. I think they should have promoted him from Double A to the majors. Jason Mackey even brought that up yesterday. But short of that, I think they still screwed up by not bringing him up to Triple A sooner. Coming up next, oh God, here they come, and I am worried. We'll explain what that means when we return. But first, Crowley here for the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Hockey playoffs tonight. The Florida boys are -120 favorites. I actually like the Cats tonight to bounce back at home. I do. Might sound crazy given the way the first two games went, but they're better than what they've shown. They'll be at home. They'll empty the chamber. Haven't come close to playing their best. They'll lay it all on the ice tonight in a must-win game. They're +210 on the -1.5 puck line. You can also make in-game wagers on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Player props, shots on goal, saves, goals, assists, points, baseball, basketball, when that game comes back around tomorrow. New customers make a $10 winning bet, get $125 back in sportsbook bonus. Must be a winning bet and must be wagered once. Bet spreads, same game parlays, in-game bets. I made one on the Pittsburgh baseball team yesterday. It didn't work out for me, but they were +525 after that first inning. You can do that on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pirates lost two games in a row to Oakland. Meanwhile, the Reds walk off the Dodgers last night, and superstar prospect Ellie De La Cruz, a homer, a triple. He has the hardest hit ball for the Reds this year, Doran. He's the fastest player from first to third in the big leagues this year. He was the number one prospect in all of baseball, and boy, has he been a shot in the arm for them. And that has me depressed in one way. And you're depressed in another way. I'm depressed because O'Neill Cruz, as good of a prospect as he was, as good of a player as I think he can be, as much talent as he has, Ellie De La Cruz is 4 years younger, and Ellie De La Cruz is a better prospect who had more success in AAA than O'Neill Cruz did in his entire minor league career. So I'm depressed about that. They call up some big dog. He immediately pays dividends. But you're depressed because it's not just the Reds.
It's not just the Reds. I mean, and just to stick with the Reds for a second, I mean, you know, and it's about the Reds gambling on moving a guy up, too.
Before Super 2,
because they believe that they still have a chance. Like, and we talked about this yesterday. Like, do they think that they have a chance? Well, at the time, they were five games out. I don't got to look at it real quick. But, I mean, that's only a series. That's only, like, two series where they could probably make up that gap. And they knew that this guy was playing very well down, and they brought him up, and he just made a seamless transition. You know, that has a lot to do with, you know, my outlook on not just Cincinnati in the division with the Pirates and them creeping up and having a really good player that did what he did, but also in the other division, in the other sport. Cincinnati may be on the rise here. Joe Burrow?
I know.
Cincinnati Bengals?
Yep.
Cincinnati Reds?
Joe Burrow is going to be there for the next 10 to 15 years, shoving it up your backside. And Ellie De La Cruz, the economics of baseball make it unlikely that he'll play his entire career in Cincinnati. But he's going to be there for the next 6 years, you'd have to think. And maybe they put a contract in front of him like the one we've been suggesting the Pirates do with O'Neill Cruz, like 11 years, $182 million, he would still hit free agency at 31. You'd buy out free agent years, five of them. You'd buy out arbitration, too, and you'd make all that money guaranteed, put it right in front of him, make him say no. But he'll be around for a while. And as good as I think O'Neill Cruz can be, and guys like Bob Walk and Jason Mackey saying he could be a 30-30 guy, and Bob Walk saying he's got Hall of Fame potential, okay, great. All those things you say about O'Neill Cruz, you could say about Elly De La Cruz.
Yes.
And the Reds have another big-time prospect that's hitting like 330 in AAA right now. Their highest-end prospects are higher-end than the Pirates' top-end prospects. Now, the Pirates can change that if they draft Dylan Cruz out of LSU, the collegiate baseball player that could probably come up to the big leagues in short order. He's that kind of prospect. But they don't have that guy in the system right now, and it makes me cry a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, the Pirates should call up Quinn Priester soon. Like, I know they want to wait till Super 2, whatever, but they should call up Quinn Priester. His last six starts, he's got an ERA of 2.27, and one of those games he got pulled after an inning. So one game was bad out of the last six starts, but the other game's so great that his ERA those last six still really good. You want to win this division? You better buck up here. The Pirates have much more of a reason to believe that they're in it even than Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's sitting there, what, 3.5 games behind the Pirates? They can obviously feel like they're in it, but the Pirates have been jockeying back and forth in first place all season long. The Cincinnati Reds are saying, we're going for it. Let's give it a shot. Let's call this guy up. Forget about the back year of control. We'll start that clock right now because we think we can. And I thought it was laughable like a week ago, but it really isn't. And so they're doing it. Why can't the Pirates? I guess the argument would be, that Elly De La Cruz, the number one prospect in all of baseball, he's ready. And you can make the argument that Davis and Endy aren't ready. But I think you can also make the argument that 0-4, let's see what they were yesterday, the Pirates. They were scrolling. With runners in scoring position yesterday, the Pirates were 3-for-11. They were 0-for-13 the game before. So they're 3 for their last 24 with runners in scoring position. Endy Rodriguez, despite hitting 250 in AAA, is going to be, right off the bat, a better option hitting the baseball than Austin Hedges.
No doubt.
And this lineup needs an extra pop of juice. I think that Henry Davis could come up here, even playing just a couple of games at AAA, and be a better hitter. Significantly so. Than Austin Hedges. And you could tell me what Austin Hedges means, calling pitches. Didn't go so well the other day whenever Mitch Keller was on the mound. Whenever he gets assigned all these nice things, people say nice things about him. Whenever the Pirates do pitch well, when there's a bad pitching performance, can't you say that has something to do with his pitch calling too? I don't know. But the Reds are saying we're going for it in their own way. I think the Pirates should do the same thing too. Call up Quinn Priester, and in short order, call up either Endy or Henry Davis, whichever one is hitting better over the next couple of weeks. Your thoughts on that? 412-928-9370 on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScorinDoran. We got someone who texted in, I don't mind this at all. You should have jumped on the Reds yesterday. Division plus 4,200, playoffs plus 2,000. Little sprinkle. You see what else happened? That ballpark exploded. I mean,
man, that's scary.
I don't know if there would be the same energy for Quinn Priester, the same energy for Endy Rodriguez, or for Henry Davis, but I do think you could stir things up a little bit by calling them up. And the unfortunate part is they're probably not going to do that until the end of the month at the earliest. Got this. Super 2 meaningless for starting pitcher can manipulate a few days. That's true with Quinn Priester. He gave up 4 runs in 5 innings yesterday, though. So I guess 2 bad starts in the last 7. But
where else are you going to turn?
Exactly. What's your other option?
Right.
Are you going to go, you going to put Roansy Contreras back out there again? You can't.
No.
You absolutely owe it to this team to not be able to put him out there again. And I think you also owe it a little bit to Rowanzi, who you still believe in, but you got to figure some stuff out with. Again, 412-928-9370 on the text line, also the phone lines, if you would like to weigh in on the hard-charging Reds and them taking an approach that we both agree that maybe the Pirates should take as well. Coming up next, the PGA turned down blood money, or did not turn down blood money. Somebody else did. What does it mean for America? We'll get to that coming up next. Plus, a Twitter question we haven't yet thrown out there. It's the Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This segment brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. We were just chuckling about Oakland A's reliever, Richard Dick Lovelady. Dick Lovelady is one of the great names in sports history.
It is.
Now, unfortunate for him, he plays for the Oakland Athletics.
They just beat the Pirates 2 games.
They sure did.
Mm-hmm.
13 wins on the season, right? Or is it now 14? I've lost count. They've won so many games, Doran.
Would it be 15? Weren't they 13 coming in?
I thought they were 12 coming in.
Okay, you're right.
It doesn't matter. They're terrible.
It doesn't matter.
Historically bad. We're going to get into the Steelers at the top of the hour, at 7 o'clock. What do Philadelphia and New York have to do with the Steelers' offensive coordinator? That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But the biggest story in sports right now, apart from Liv, but there's a tie in there too, is Lionel Messi, whatever. I ain't a soccer guy. He's going to Inter Miami. He turned down, Doran, here's where the tie-in is with Liv and with the PGA, $1.3 billion Saudi money. If they would have offered him that money 3 years ago, and it's not going to be taxed out there, he could have walked into the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex and bought the Penguins with cash. Oh, my God!
That's incredible.
$1.3 billion he was offered.
He turned that down, and now he's going to play for Inter Miami, and I think he's making maybe like $150, $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it's about the money, but I do know that he probably wants to play for David Beckham, who is the co-owner of Inter Miami. And I think his wanting to play in America it goes over what the money is for Saudi. Like,
well, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, I'll go to the highest bidder. Morals be damned. I'll just take cash. And if you want to judge me for it, fine, judge me for it. I got a family. I want to make my money. But there's a difference to me between taking the Saudi money and still being able to play in majors for the PGA, you know, before the merger, and taking Saudi money and then having to spend all your time in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
I would not want to take $1.3 billion to live there.
No chance.
No chance. And so it's either live here and be the superstar of all superstars in the history of MLS, or go play in Saudi Arabia for $1.3 billion, be locked in there. Maybe figuratively and literally. Yeah, I mean, I think in this instance, yeah, he definitely did the smarter thing.
1.3, though.
Holy cow.
Jeez, to play soccer?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. $1.3 billion to do anything.
$1.3 billion to play soccer, and you're already the best, one of the best soccer players out there. So I'm not saying it's easy for him, but he's going to dominate.
Well, what is it? La Liga in Spain where he plays right now? He had 32 points in 32 games, 16 goals. What's he going to do in MLS?
Ridiculous.
We were talking to the intern, Sam, who's running the show today and doing a really good job before the start of the show. And he did say, you know, I wouldn't expect total domination because you got to think about the players he's playing with. This is going to be the worst crop of players he's ever played with. No doubt about that. And I'll dabble and watch some MLS from time to time and maybe spend a few shekels on the Bet Parks app on MLS from time to time. And then I'll watch the Premier League or something on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I mean, there's no contest. It's just, it's such a lower level of soccer. Now, there are, I think, more goals scored. So, who knows? I don't know. But the money side of things is fascinating.
Wasn't he playing in front of like 80,000? Now he's playing in front of 19,000?
Inter Miami sells tickets down there.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, on average, I have to look at their stadium size. I think they just build a new one. I could be wrong on that. Maybe I'm showing my backside here as it relates to Miami soccer.
Whatever.
My bad.
Whatever.
But I think they're going to average more people per game than the Marlins do. Like, that shouldn't be hard at all.
Mm-mm.
People don't show up for the Marlins, and the Marlins are good. How about the times right now being high as hell for Miami sports?
Big time.
You got the Cats in the Stanley Cup final. You got the Heat, albeit down 2-1 in the NBA finals. You got the Marlins, who are right behind Atlanta and in a wild card spot in Major League Baseball. And you just got the biggest star in soccer right now coming to your town to play. Crazy. Crazy.
It's like Miami in the 80s. It's a big time.
Mm-hmm.
Not for sports in the 80s, but it was just a fun time in the 80s.
If only the Miami Hurricanes could be good. And they're not. $1.3 billion.
I know.
That is just
If you got that contract, what would you do? What was the first thing you would do?
Buy the Penguins for Fenway Sports Group.
Why? What? That's the first thing. That's the first thing Adam Crowley would do with $1.3 billion is, oh, I'm going to buy the Penguins.
You know, let's revisit this later.
Oh,
Because I do know what I'd do.
Okay. So do I.
Mylan Pushkar Stadium would no longer be called Mylan Pushkar Stadium.
Oh, my God. Can you just not think about sports for 1 second?
No. It would be, I would be the biggest donor in West Virginia sports history.
That's what you would do with the money, is give it to West Virginia.
I would buy a national championship in football.
You're insane.
100%
You're
I would
insane.
Do that. And in basketball, and I'd have money to spare, $1.3 billion.
You would still lose.
Nuh-uh. Not with $1.3 billion, man.
You can't make AI players.
I would pay more money in NIL than you even think possible now.
That doesn't mean that you're going to win.
I would go get Drake May from UNC. I'd pay him $15 million.
You're insane.
I'd give him Patrick Mahomes money. And then still have money to spend.
Still lose.
First thing I would do.
Lose.
Coming up next, what do Philadelphia and New York have to do with the Steelers offensive coordinator? But first, fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax, and online, sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.